Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Welcome into Vern's postgame show.
Went to his left, picks it up, spins, jumps, throws to first. In time, he got him. Wow.
Here's Royals insider Josh Vernier.
I was never worried. You were never worried. The losing skid is over and all is well. Kansas City, good evening. Welcome in. Let's have a good time tonight. Royals take game three of this four-game series in Minneapolis. Final score, good guys 6, Twinkies 1. Phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7610. Text line is there as well, 913-586-7610. And looking at Seth Lugo's final line, he picks up his 9th win of the season. But he throws 6 innings of one-run baseball. And I think I would describe it as very good. Seth Lugo was very good. That's how we should all describe what Seth Lugo did tonight. He was very good. And yet, it's strange because we've grown accustomed to him being great. He was outstanding. He was very good. But he wasn't great. He had traffic throughout the night. 2 runners on in the first, in the second, 3 on in the fourth, 2 more in the fifth, another in the sixth. And yet very good can get you to an all-star game. Being great, like Seth Lugo has, just might find him as the starter for the all-star game. This has been a great start to the season. This was a game where here's what I want to know from you. We're back to all is well. All is good following this 6-1 win, right? Seth Lugo was very good. Didn't need him to be great because Salvi was great. And we've become accustomed to seeing Salvi great. Bobby was great. In all facets, on the base paths, defensively, and at the dish. We've become accustomed to seeing Bobby great. So even though Seth Lugo was just very good, Salvi was great, Bobby was great, The defense was great. So we're all good, right? We're back to how we felt just a few days ago. Prior to this, three straight losses. Prior to that disappointing performance that we watched just a night ago. It's all good, right, Kansas City? 913-586-7610. More good news. Guardians trailing Colorado right now 7-2 in the bottom of the seventh inning. So the Royals, at the end of the night, could get back to within 2.5 games of Cleveland for the division lead. 913-586-7610 is our phone number. Again, that's 913-586-7610. Let's start off in Pittsburgh, Kansas. Brandon, you're hitting leadoff tonight. Go ahead.
Thanks for taking my call, Vern. First, I want to start off by saying that's a deep breath. I was so worried about a three-game skid turned into a four, five, six-game skid. The boys killed tonight. The offense came back. Of course, Lugo is always awesome, and how about Velasquez? That was a great night. With all that being said, I wasn't worried. We got a great team. With all that being said, I kind of want to be the dead horse now, Vern. I want to ask you a question. We're, what, 57 games into the season?
Yes, sir.
And I believe the boy MJ Melendez is batting 178. And if I'm not mistaken, he's had, what, five hits on the road?
All year.
So my question to you is, at what point, I know he plays great defense and everything, but at what point do we got to do something about him? Is it 10 games from now? Is it 20 games from now? I mean, you can literally do no worse at that than what he's doing. So my question to you is, when do you make that change and should make that change? And I'll listen off there, and I'll thank you for my phone call.
Yeah, appreciate you placing it. Thank you very much. There's a phone line open for you, 913-586-7610. Text line as well, 913-586-7610. Well, to correct you, Brandon, MJ for the season has played great defense. Lately, the past two nights, small sample size, and in no way does it outweigh what he's done over the course of the first 57. But over the last two nights, his defense doesn't look well above league average. Looks like he's playing a little tentative out there in left field. Maybe that goes back to the fact that he's hitting a .173. So the reason that many people have given as to why you stick it out with MJ Melendez, even though it was on display with Garrett Hampson booting the ball yesterday in left field, while that may have been the best example as to why MJ should stick around, that defensive feather in his cap is starting to curl somewhat. When do you make a move? When do you replace him on the roster? I think you're still 2 weeks away from that. One more in Minneapolis, three at home against San Diego. You're facing righties, I believe, from here on out. It looks like it's going to be Chris Paddock and Dylan Cease and Joe Musgrove and Michael King. So that's four straight right-handers before you head to Cleveland. Yeah, I want to say two more weeks because the internal options, Drew Waters option down in Omaha, even the Nick Lofton option or more Garrett Hampson options. And I think I might exhaust Lofton and Hampson before giving Waters that promotion, because to me, when you bring Waters up here, I want him playing. When you bring him up here, I want him to arrive and stay and flourish and become a part of this 2024 team. And I immediately say 2 weeks for MJ Melendez, and man, that does feel like a long time. Maybe that's a little bit too long of a leash. But then I look at the guy hitting right behind him in Hunter Renfro. He has a worse batting average, a worse OPS. And his defense, in the grand scheme of things, hasn't been as good as MJ Melendez's defense. So honestly, the guy right now with the crosshairs on him for playing time is – is Hunter Renfrow, in my opinion, more so than MJ Melendez. The only way I'm moving MJ Melendez out is if I think nothing good comes from him being in the big leagues. Meaning he's no longer offsetting his offensive shortcomings, no longer offsetting that with defense and a good attitude. Once you think he's mentally beat down, send him down. But Q had him in the lineup today. Q went to him last night in the ninth inning in a huge spot. I think Q has his finger on the pulse of this team. So he's either telling you that MJ's still in a good place mentally, or this is your last chance. I think MJ's still in a good place mentally. I haven't been around him during this road trip. We'll see how he's moving about the clubhouse. I've heard nothing but good things. But if a move happens sooner than the next 2 weeks, that tells me that the young man is fried, that he's lost at the dish, and it's now affecting every single aspect of his game. I appreciate the phone call. MJ tonight, 0 for 4, one of three Royals to take an 0 for, joining Michael Garcia and Adam Frazier. All that being said, if you're just joining us, the Royals won. 6-1 the final score. They snapped the three-game losing skid, maintaining the fact that they're one of only six teams in Major League Baseball that is yet to find themselves losers of four straight. It's only the best teams in the baseball. It's only the best teams in Major League Baseball. It's Baltimore, Cleveland, Milwaukee, Philly, and New York. And the Royals. So I'll ask you again, because maybe my microphone wasn't on when I started this show. But are we all good? Now that the losing streak is over, you can stop lumping those three losses together as if they were all bad. They weren't. Last night was regrettable. But the previous two losses, there was nothing to hang your head about. No shame in losing that way to Taj Bradley behind a strong outing from Michael Wacha. And no shame in being carved up by Joe Ryan like you were in the opener of this four-game series in Minnesota. The losing streak is over. The bad baseball lasted one game. The Royals' run differential following this five-run victory, the run differential now sits at plus 81. That's fourth best in the sport. It's the best in the division. And when this Cleveland game goes final, it's going to be the best run differential in the division by a wide margin. Not only do the boys have the best run differential in the division, they also have the best rotation in the division when you look at innings pitched, ERA, quality starts. They have the best offense in the division when you look at OPS. They have the best defense in the division when you look at defensive runs saved. And they're the best base running team in the division when you look at base running runs. So, I don't know how we're anything but all good. The best rotation, the best offense, the best defense, the best base running unit, and a record 13 games above 500 that could be even better when you look at that run differential. So let me ask you one more time. Are we all good now that the Royals snapped the skid? 913-586-7610 is our phone number. That's 913-586-7610. Royals win 6-1. They hand the ball now to Brady Singer to earn a split in the Twin Cities. That's what I wanted going in. Had to win two. Royals have that chance tomorrow afternoon. We'll get back to your phone calls after this.
You're listening to Burns Post Game Show on your home for Royals baseball, 610 Sports Radio, and the Odyssey app.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas has styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Mom, Dad, I'm not throwing shade, but the whole New Year's resolution thing, kind of slipping, no offense. Anyway, my best friend Jenny's dad, crushing it. He uses Blue Apron. He says he ordered one pan assemble and bake meals and these things called meal kits. They're all super easy to make. He keeps yelling, protein and fiber, baby. Also, the food, we tried it. So good. So maybe you check it out or whatever. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
The 0-1 pitch. Perez drives it deep in the air, deep left center field. Oh, forget about it. That's long gone into the Twins bullpen.
Jake Eisenberg on the call, last heard here on 610 Sports Radio. Salvador Perez, his team-leading 10th home run of the season. An 0-1 fastball, 91 miles per hour. You got to come with something better than that. Now, I was off the plate. No doubt, this is a right-hander, Bailey Ober, who got touched up today, gave up all six runs. Royals win 6-1. Welcome back. But Salvi steps to the dish there in the fifth inning with his team already up 4-1. With nobody on and one out. 0-1 fastball just destroyed. 431 feet, 111 miles per hour off the bat. Put the boys up 5-1. Nelson Velasquez would hit a home run just a few pitches later. Nelly's second home run of the day. Yeah, three homers today for the boys in blue as they improved to 14-14 on the road. And even 500 with a nice run differential away from Kauffman Stadium of plus 20. Salvi goes 2-for-4, his 19th multi-hit game of the season, matching Michael Garcia for second most on the team. That home run, as I mentioned, gives him 10 on the season. It's his 12th big league year with at least double-digit home runs. Only George Brett has done that in a Royals uniform, so congratulations to the great number 13, Salvador Perez, career home run number 256. He's now 61 behind George Brett for the franchise record. My game notes are brought to you by Jay's Southland Tow. Be in the know and call Jay's Southland Tow. Well, the other half of today's starting battery, along with Salvador Perez, was Seth Lugo, who again improves to 9-1 following six innings of one-run baseball. Solid stuff again today from Lugo. Had to work around a grand total of 9 base runners. He walked 3, gave up 6 hits, punched out 5, and somehow was still able to lower his ERA despite all that traffic. His ERA now sits at 1.72. Nobody better in Major League Baseball than that. 10 quality starts now for Seth Lugo. Nobody has more in Major League Baseball. And those 9 wins that I mentioned, nobody has more in Major League Baseball. Let's hear what Seth Lugo had to say after this one to Bally Sports Kansas City.
You know, I'd say I had battle. You know, They got a bunch of good hitters in the lineup, so you know I couldn't really get to the part where I could just cruise. You know, they made me work out there, and you know, they put together a lot of good bats. So you know, being able to get six after that and the W, it felt great.
How important was it to get that 7-pitch inning in the third after that sweep was four runs for you?
That was huge. After the second, you know, I knew I'd thrown a lot of pitches in the first two, but after all those runs, you know, I only had one thought in mind. That was just to get early contact and get through the inning as fast as possible.
How much did it kind of battle? You say you mentioned a battle, but that 12-pitch at bat to Kepler, do you think that kind of hindered maybe going out there for one more?
Yeah, as soon as I was done, I said, you know, Kepler cost me another inning. No, it was a good at bat. You know, it's easy to lose a guy there trying to be too fine and get a chase and end up walking him. So just staying locked in and challenging him in the zone, that was huge for me.
You're also locked in when there are runners on base, especially. I think striking out Miranda, was it on 3 pitches when they had a couple on and it was still early. What's the key to your mentality when you got guys on like that?
You know, for me, I just feel like I always have options. You know, if I can locate pitches, you know, whether it's fastball or secondary pitch, if I can put it in a general area where I want, you know, it gives me options after that. So, you know, I feel like I never corner myself and I always have different options when those situations.
That's Seth Lugo, ERA of 1.72, the lowest ERA by a Royals starting pitcher through his first 12 starts since Zach Greinke's 2009 season. In fact, that's the best 12-game start in franchise history ever. Greinke's 1.55 ERA in his first 12 back in 09. Seth Lugo, the second-best start in Royals franchise history. All right, let's head out to Lawrence, talk with Sean. You're on 610 Sports Radio. Sean, thanks for hanging on. What's going on, buddy?
Yes, Vern, to answer your question, I wanted to say things are good. As a matter of fact, I think they're as bright and sunny and beautiful as the weather's been recently. And that, nice. You know, I want to say what I never hear on your show, somebody calling in and saying, Q is, and his staff are doing an amazing job, and we are in good hands. I mean, nobody would have seen this kind of improvement. And even if there is some regressing to whatever the mean is, it's still a huge step that nobody encountered. I love the fact that, and it puts me in mind of the recently departed Whitey Herzog. You know, they call it Whitey Ball, with emphasis on speed and pitch, strong pitching and defense. And we have that, and everybody's getting nostalgic about 2014. You know, that ball club, we're never going to be able to replicate HDH. But I think it is an improvement upon how free swinging they were. They were all about put the ball in play and hopefully things will happen. This club is actually more selective, and I like how they're growing as a team. And so everybody should be very happy, even if we don't get past the first round of the playoffs. Just the fact that we're talking about the playoffs is pretty incredible. And by the way, I'll leave with this. My prediction is that since Guardians are so tough with the bullpen, the relief corps is so good, we're going to pull up Will Klein in the second half of the season, and he is going to be a sensation. He's going to get some Rookie of the Year votes. He's not going to be Rookie of the Year, but he's going to blow everyone away.
I hope you're right. I hope that happens. Will Klein pitched this evening, as a matter of fact, in Indianapolis. Klein throwing a scoreless ninth inning, lowering his ERA to 1.93. That's 23 strikeouts in 23 innings and a whip under one. Will Klein, the big 24-year-old right-hander that made his debut earlier in the season. Yeah, we'll see him again, no doubt about it. And I hope you're right. I hope he can be that final boss that this team is, well, I don't want to say that they're looking for a final boss. You know what? I believe in James MacArthur. I like his stuff. What this team's looking for is we need a strikeout. I don't want a fly ball. I don't want a ground ball. I need a punch out. Who do I go to in the bullpen when I need a punch out? For as much as we want Carlos Hernandez to be that guy, he ain't that guy. Maybe Will Klein can be that guy. Thanks for the phone call, Sean. And listen, you know, the love for Matt Quatrero, I think, has been coming in at a proper pace. I see right here from the 816, Vern, let's keep this train running and maintain some faith in Matt Quatrero to keep the guys focused on doing their best each and every day, one day at a time. No, I think the fan base has appreciated what this coaching staff has done, what this organization has done. And the complaints about MJ Melendez and Hunter Renfroe, the 7 and 8 hitters, respectively, on this team. You know, it's a good thing that the first name that comes out of most Royals fans' mouths as far as who they find frustrating, it's a pretty good thing that it's the 7 hitter and the 8 hitter. Now, how much longer can this team get by with Frazier and Velasquez as the 4 and 5 hitters? Well, it appears as if Vinny Pasquantino is ready to return tomorrow. So now your big four at the top of the lineup are back. Yes, Michael Massey is banged up, but if Nelson Velasquez is going to do this again, 5 home runs in his last 11 games. If he's going to be that extra base power threat that we desperately need him to be, well, then all is good. But you can't keep running MJ and Renfroe out there if they're hapless. Endlessly hapless. But if you have, like I mentioned, the best rotation in the division, the best defense, the best base running unit, the highest OPS, man, I'm not going to overly nitpick this 57-game start. One of the 3 best 57-game starts that this franchise has ever seen. The defense, the base running, the rotation, and the MVP candidates that Bobby and Salvi are allowing this team to give MJ Melendez the leash, to give Hunter Renfroe the time to hopefully return to form. You know, it reminds me of what I heard from Mike Moustakas recently on Eric Hosmer's podcast. I played it earlier today on the On Deck show, but I think it speaks to this moment and where they're at right now with MJ Melendez. Here's
the
Moose.
Teams that do platoon, when that playoff game comes, it's like, are they ready for this? You know, because when you're getting thrown out there every single day, we used to have in Kansas City, are in the clubhouse, it was like a TV screen, and it showed the next week of pitchers we were about to face. And I'll never forget looking at the screen, seeing like Sale, Kluber, Salazar, Verlander, Scherzer, and I'm thinking, how the am I going to survive this week? Like, yeah, these are my 30, 40 at-bats that I got. And then, like, you look back on that week, you got through it, you found a way, but, like, I think a lot of times now, a lot of these guys, when that tough lefty is up, it's like, oh, I probably won't play that day. And then come playoff time, you're going to face
him. You're going to face him, yeah. And that's something, too, about Ned. You know, I think I was playing terrible at one point, multiple points, but at this point in particular, and we're facing Sale. And I'm like, he's got to give me a day off. Like, he's been watching this. Like, there's no way he can roll me out in this lineup today. Like, there's just no way. Sure enough, the next day I'm in there, he's like, you're getting 2 today, bud. I'm like, what? You haven't gotten a hit in 2 weeks. You want me to get a hit off a Sale? He's like, you're getting 2 today. Haas is getting 2, too. I'm like, sick. Rolled out there, got 2 knocks. I was like, thanks, Skip. This was awesome, dude.
Find a way. Let's go.
I was like, here we go. But like, those at bats in the middle of the season prepare you for the postseason. Sure. Yeah. Like Haas said, like, okay, I'm struggling. I'm not playing good, but my manager has enough confidence in me to roll me out there against Sale. And I got the job done. So I was like, oh, playoffs time. Let's go.
So take that for what it's worth. That's Mike Moustakas, and I'm seeing his name on the text line saying that what MJ's going through is very similar to what Mike Moustakas went through in 2014. Yeah, hopefully. And hopefully MJ breaks out in a big way come October. That'd be great if he didn't hit under the Mendoza line for the next 4 months. But as long as he turns it on in October, I think we'll all be good with that. Let's go to Garrett in Olathe. You're on 610 Sports Radio. Garrett, how are you, buddy?
Good. Man, Nelson Velasquez turning up the past few games. And I have a question. Is there a specific name that you're looking forward to trading for at the trade deadline? And would you give up any major league players for him, or would you just give up prospects for him? Thanks for taking my phone call.
Thanks for placing it. You know, the relievers that everyone else is interested in, Mason Miller out of Oakland, Tanner Scott out of Miami, you know, Kenley Jansen in Boston, Michael Kopech of the White Sox. And yeah, I'd prefer to give up players from the minor leagues. I'm not interested in parting with someone that's helping the big league club, but you know, whatever it takes to improve the team. That's the way that I'm looking at it. And again, a lot of this just goes back to, it's not that I have patience. You know, it's not that the Royals organization has patience. I think they've been as aggressive as any team right now in the sport, dating back to December. So it's not so much that they're patient or that I'm patient. I think it's more, we've got 2 months until the trade deadline. And it's never going to be World Series or bust in Kansas City. Or at least the way that this front office and this coaching staff and this ownership group, the way that they plan to build this thing up, it's not going to be World Series or bust the way that it was in 2015 after you made that Ben Zobrist trade. In 2015, you knew this was the group. This was our chance, and this is the group. We're going all in. For as great as that was, I don't believe that's the goal of J.J. Piccolo. Now, of course, the goal is to win the title like they did in 2015, but the goal now is to always be in the conversation, in the wild card tier of teams. When you look at the American League, Texas and Houston, the Yankees and Orioles, I would say for them, if they don't win the World Series, their fan base is going to be disappointed. I don't think the Royals will ever be on that tier on a consistent basis. But what they can be is on that next tier on a consistent basis, where if you fall short of the postseason, yeah, your fans are disappointed. But if you fall out of the race, if you're not even in the wild card race, it's inexcusable. I think the Royals can become that team, like Cleveland, like Tampa, where if you're not in the race in August and September, there's no excuse for that. And when I look at this Royals team, when I watch this Royals team, I see a team that, of course, is in the playoff conversation. It's inexcusable if they fall out of the race. As currently constructed, this team's going to be there until the end. You know, barring a rash of catastrophic injuries, this team's going to be there in the end. If they start to drift from that, if the rotation regresses in a big way, if the defense isn't as sharp, and if the offense is unable to make up for whatever regression we see from the other facets of the team, if that happens and we start to wonder, man, is this team really playoff worthy? Can they really hang with Minnesota and Texas and Boston and Tampa? If we really start to question those things, well then, do whatever it takes to get back. Be as aggressive as you need to be. But right now, watching the team, I don't see the need to be recklessly aggressive. I don't see the need to be one of the first teams to pull the trigger on a big trade deadline acquisition. When I watch this Royals team, I don't see a squad that is slipping. I don't see a team desperate for a bat, an arm. I don't. So that's why I'm able to remain positive, optimistic, patient. Because the team has the goods. It has what sustains. And it's allowing guys like Melendez and Renfro and an injury to Massey and a banged up Vinny, it's allowing those things to happen while the wins continue to mount. Thanks for the phone call, Garrett. 913-586-7610 is our phone number. Let's go to Scott in Midtown. Scott, you're next up on the postgame show. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern, how you doing, man? Another win. Good night to the Royals, dude.
Yeah, Scott, having a tough time hearing you. What else do you have for us?
Real quick.
Can you hear me better now?
Yeah, sure can.
Okay, I'm sorry. I had it on speaker. I didn't realize. I agree with everything, man. And we're looking good, and our pitching, I think, is consistently going to keep us in it as long as we don't get a catastrophic injury. And I, go Royals. But Noah, everyone gets injuries. Looking at depth, we talked about a few weeks ago about maybe bringing in like a veteran or bullpen guy or a bat. Now, the only reason I'm talking about that is Waters and Hernandez, I think, both have through-the-roof talent, but they haven't really shown us we can consistently trust them. If you're getting where I'm coming from, man, I'm not saying making a big trade or anything like that. I'm just saying maybe bringing in something that's more consistent and proven, that's low risk, low money kind of deal, and then bringing them in as well. But they haven't shown me enough to show me that they're the guys coming up.
No, I understand, Scott. I appreciate the phone call. No, I understand what you're saying. Let me address it. You got to give those guys a chance first. It's just smart business to see, can Carlos Hernandez be the guy? So far, he's letting you know that, no, I'm still the same guy that has been inconsistent as all get out for the past 4 years. I got to give Drew Waters that opportunity at the big league level to see. Again, Drew Waters, this guy doesn't have a big body of big league work under his belt. He's 25. He's still very much a prospect. I want to give him an opportunity first. Now, thankfully, Scott, again, we're 2 months away from the deadline. So you can give Drew Waters a look. You can give him a month and then make your decision if you need to go out and acquire an on-base bat or a slug bat. You got to give these guys a chance. And here's the thing. Questions coming in about MJ Melendez. And I see Raj in the Ozarks points out how much he's enjoying MJ Melendez and Kyle Isbell together in the outfield. More love for Kyle Isbell here from the 816, saying he's an elite defender. And then Gabe in Independence writes, Vern, I can't believe MJ, who's still one of my favorites, is this bad. How did this happen to my second favorite Royals player behind Bobby Witt Jr.? It's just so frustrating, signed Gabe in Independence. Well, it's not like something happened. This is who MJ Melendez has been in his career. Streaky as all get out. Right? You look at his 2019, and then his 2021, and then he debuts in the big leagues, and he's up and down. And then it's 2023, and he is awful in the first half, but he's all-star-like in the second half. First 2 weeks of this season, he's winning games for the Royals, left and right. Since the first 2 weeks, he's barely on base. So it's not like something happened to MJ. This is who he's been. He's been a streaky hitter. High slug potential, but a lot of strikeouts along the way. And to your point about Carlos Hernandez and Drew Waters, to your point, Scott, about, well, they just haven't shown me the consistency that I want to see. Yeah. That's what makes all-star relievers all-star relievers. That's what makes all-star outfielders all-star outfielders. Doing it consistently. You know, MJ has talent. You know that. I know that. Drew Waters has talent. Carlos Hernandez has talent. You know, Adalberto Mondesi has talent. You know, we can go through. Christian Colon had talent. If you make it to the big leagues, you're one of the most talented baseball players on the planet. You're one of the most talented people to ever pick up a ball and a bat. You made it to the big leagues. You're outstanding. To be a consistent big leaguer, man, that's 1% of the 1% of the 1%. You know, think about this team right now. Who's a consistent big leaguer on this Royals ball club that is 35-22? Who's a consistent big leaguer? Bobby? Bobby's had what? A year of being this superstar, but he's been a quality above average big leaguer for about 2 years. Okay, you want to say Bobby. Bobby and Salvi, no doubt Salvi. Who else? Michael Wacha, sure. Honestly, who else? No, Brady Singer, you can say he's consistent. I haven't seen Brady Singer put back-to-back big league seasons together. Cole Reagans has been a starter for not even a full year. Seth Lugo has 1 year of being a starting pitcher under his belt. Anybody in that bullpen? Will Smith, Chris Stratton? You guys can't stand those two. Will Smith, by the way, scoreless tonight, throws a scoreless eighth inning. He's now put up zeros in 11 of his last 12 appearances. Yeah, every manager, every general manager is searching for consistent players. I mean, even in that 2015 team, now, how many of those guys were consistent? Well, quite a few of them, as a matter of fact. That's why you ran the same lineup out every single night. That's not what the Rays do. It's not what Cleveland does. That's not what the Royals are going to do. That's not what small market teams that want to win consistently can do. No, you need to mix and match and ride the hot hand and ride the hot bat and win in the margins, play the odds, play the matchups. Everybody's searching for consistency. The fact that you have it in the rotation, you have it defensively, it's a pretty strong foundation right there. Let's go to Tom and Lee Summit. Tom, you're next up on the postgame show as the Royals. Game three in Minnesota by a final score of 6-1. Go ahead.
Yeah, hey, thanks. I'm a first-time caller. I respect your opinion, and I don't listen as much as I probably should. You may have covered this before. Kind of dovetails what you're talking about, picking up people or being aggressive or whatnot. Pitching. I am wondering why somebody on this team or somebody in the major leagues has not taken a run at Trevor Bauer yet. I know there was issues there. They've been proven to be unfounded with his whatever he was accused of. I know he threw a ball over the center field fence at Kauffman a few years ago and Francona, you know, yanked him from the game. But Dodgers are paying this guy's salary, signing. We're going to have an injury at some point. And, I'm just kind of wondering why somebody in the Royals – would be a good candidate for this guy. I know he's, what, 33, 34? He's probably got a little bit to prove. And I think this guy, he deserves a shot. And I'm just wondering why we have not taken a run at him. There might be risk there. I understand that. But
Scott, you know the story, right? I mean, you're not oblivious to what happens and what country we live in and the – You know,
not at all. In fact, I've followed it pretty. I've followed it pretty good. I mean, he was accused.
No, I understand that. I just mean as far as, I mean, you know what this country's about and how quickly you get canceled it's not a Royals thing. I mean, there's nobody in Major League Baseball that's sniffing around that guy. So it's not so much the Royals are dropping the ball. Nobody wants any part of this dude.
Well, I find that a shame. I find that I find that the Royals are a club that need to consider somebody like this because...
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know about that. I appreciate the phone call, Tom. Here's the thing, though. I mean, the Royals are 35-22. They have a rotation that has the fourth best ERA at 3.05. A rotation that has logged the third most innings in Major League Baseball, has the third most quality starts. This Royals rotation has spun a quality start in more than half the games. Lugo's just turned in his 10th of the season. To take that big of a bite for a facet of the team that doesn't require it, I just don't see what the benefit is. Now, if you tell me, hey, you know, Cleveland's talking to him, Baltimore's in on him, man, I've heard the Red Sox and even the Mariners, a lot of teams are getting close with Trevor Bauer. A lot of good teams are looking at Trevor Bauer like he's going to be the finishing piece to their postseason push. Okay, I think your point would have a little bit more substance. But the fact that all 30 teams around Major League Baseball will not go near this dude, whether it's right or wrong, you know, this certainly isn't the place to try Trevor Bauer. But if every team's saying thanks but no thanks, even the teams that have a worse record than the Royals, and that tells you all you need to know. Keep in mind, just about every team in Major League Baseball has a worse record than the Royals. So the fact that none of those teams are willing to take this dude on, and because you're right, if a guy comes out and performs at a high level, fans will get over it pretty quick. They've gotten over worse, quicker, in professional sports. But right now, there are 24 teams that have a worse record than the Kansas City Royals, and none of them are sniffing around Trevor Bauer. Those teams need him more than Kansas City. This isn't a Royals issue. This is a Trevor Bauer issue, number one, and then a Major League Baseball issue, number two. I appreciate you listening. Phone lines are always open. The text line is there as well. 913-586-7610. We'll take a quick time out and get back to your thoughts after this.
You're listening to Burns Post Game Show on your home for Royals Baseball, 610 Sports Radio, and the Odyssey app.
Here comes the 2-2. Velasquez hits it high in the air, deep to left field. Oh, that one's gone too! Nelson Velasquez leaves the yard for the second time tonight.
Jake Eisenberg on the call, as heard here on 610 Sports Radio. Yeah, twice tonight we got to watch Nelson Velasquez with his little hezzy as he hits third base, his little stutter step after hitting a bomb. Nelly goes bridge twice tonight, five homers since Cody Tapp first performed his motivational song for Nelson Velasquez. Nelly's two-run home run in the third made it 4-1 Kansas City. His solo blast in the fifth made it 6-1. Royals would win this game by that final score, 6-1, snapping a three-game skid, getting back to their winning ways, back to 13 games above 500. Nelly's two-run blast in the third capped a four-run third inning for the boys in blue. Royals are now 27-7 this season when they score four or more. My game notes following this five-run Royals victory. My game notes brought to you, as always, by Jay's Southland Tow. Be in the know when called Jay's Southland Tow. Let's go to Ashton in Warrensburg. You're on 610 Sports Radio. Ashton, what's happening?
What's going on, man? How we doing?
Doing great. How are you?
Pretty good. One quick question for you guys. Do you guys think this Royals team is a playoff-caliber team this year, like 2014,
for
2015?
Sure. Yeah, for sure. Like more like 2014, of course. That team didn't have experience, didn't have a pennant under its belt. But yeah, I see the similarities with 14.
Heck yeah. That's all I really got for you guys. Appreciate you letting me have on.
Yeah, appreciate you jumping on. Well, that stat I just gave you is very 2014. The four or more stat. That was the case pretty consistently, especially in the second half of that season. Another number, very reminiscent of 2014. The Royals holding down leads late in the game. Royals led 6-1 after 6 today, and they're now 24-6 when leading after the sixth inning. Phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7610. That's 913-586-7610. Two home runs from Nelson Velasquez, two extra base hits from Salvador Perez as we take a look at the Triple Crown race right now in the American League. Salvi leads the American League with a batting average of .325. He's third in the league in RBI with 41, top 15 in home runs after hitting number 10 tonight. All right, let's go to the text line. A lot of good text messages coming in. ID from Independence is celebrating the night of Seth Lugo. Yeah, deservedly so. Lugo completes five innings again. Lugo's completed five innings in all 12 of his starts this season. In fact, Royals starters have completed five innings in each of the last 23 games. A stretch where Royals starting pitching has posted an ERA of 2.8. Appreciate you listening, ID. From the 573, Vern, I'm pretty sure Trevor Bauer has an ERA in the fives in Mexico. Actually, that's not true. He's actually carving dudes up in the Mexican League, as you would expect him to do. He's 5-0 with an ERA of 1.5. 62 strikeouts in 42 innings with a whip under 1. Look, Trevor Bauer is one of the best right-handers on the planet. Last I had a chance to see him, he's one of the best pitchers on the planet. Now, I'm not going to denigrate his abilities on the mound. But Major League Baseball's letting it be known we're not interested in that dude. I think it's above the general managers right now. If I'm being 100% honest with you, he wouldn't be the first. Wouldn't be the first in professional sports to maybe have the ability to play in the best of leagues, but just not having any takers. Now, Barry Bonds dealt with the exact same thing for very different reasons, but dealt with the exact same thing. Colin Kaepernick, for very different reasons, dealt with the exact same thing. So, leave it at that. Appreciate you listening. 913-586-7610. A few more from the text line from the 816. Vern, we're camping at Smithville Lake. Love winning. Love listening to the postgame show. Unfortunately, I'm too drunk to call in. Well, that's pretty strong self-awareness right there. I appreciate that. Enjoy your night. Dan and KCK celebrating Seth Lugo and Salvador Perez. 22 career home runs at Target Field. Yeah, you're right, Dan. Yeah, that was home run number 22 at Target Field. As a matter of fact, tonight was the 91st game in Salvi's career at Target Field. In those 91 games, he's a .315 hitter, 22 bombs, 62 ribbies, and an OPS north of 900. Dan, always appreciate you listening. Rally Mantis is offering congratulations to Carlos Hernandez for career strikeout number 200. Sure, yeah, all right. Congratulations, Carlos. Way to go. This text coming from the 910. Vern, I agree we are all good right now, but I'm good and I'm greedy. I want some postseason baseball right now, signed Katie in North Carolina. Well, Katie, you know that just can't happen. Right now, if that's your mindset, well, then your only focus needs to be stay healthy. Stay healthy, Seth Lugo and Cole Reagans and Alec Marsh and Bobby and Salvi and Mikel and the guys that are so very key to this 35-22 start to the season. Bobby, by the way, one of four Royals with multiple hits tonight. We talked about Salvi. We talked about Nelly. Kyle Isbell had a pair of knocks. But Bobby collected his 23rd multi-hit game of the season. Nobody has more in baseball. He scored his 49th run of the season. Nobody has more in baseball. Bobby's top five in base hits, top 15 in RBI. 913-586-7610. From the 816, Vern, MJ seems so very helpless. The kid bails out of the batter's box and tries to pull every damn pitch. Yeah, well, he's not alone. He's not alone in doing just that. And G-Baby, thank you very much for pointing this out. Why do we keep talking about MJ? How come Hunter Renfroe continues to get a pass? Let's just stop talking about bad things and let's keep the positive vibes going. Signed, G-Baby. Listen, I have no issue acknowledging the negative. But you also need to acknowledge there's always going to be negative when it comes to the game of baseball. But if your team's 13 games above 500, if they have the fourth best run differential, if they have the best run differential in the division, if their rotation has the lowest ERA in the division, highest OPS from your offense in the division, most runs saved by your defense in the division, and the most runs gained by your base running in the division, that should outweigh the negative that has been MJ's bat and Hunter Renfroe's bat. From the 816, someone is encouraging Cody Tapp to create a new song for MJ Melendez. It's a good idea. From the 913, Vern, you killed me two nights ago for saying that this team is different than a decade ago. For saying the difference is this team doesn't have a window. What's changed? Nothing's changed. I think your ability to comprehend what I said has changed. I shouldn't let your feelings get so hurt so quickly. The point you were making a few nights ago was that 2015 team, everyone knew that the dream was going to die after 2017, that Haas was going to leave, that Moose and Kane and Eske, that they were all going to be gone after 2017. You said that's not the case for this team. They have an endless window. I disagreed because Lugo's gone in 2 years. Waka could be gone after this year. Brady Singer's gone in 2 years. Salvi could be gone in 2 years. No, this team doesn't even have the window that 2017 team did. I disagreed with you because this team has this season and nothing more. The point I made earlier in the show was you're not going to see the same Royals team year in and year out very often. It's going to be churned constantly. The talent, the roster, the 40-man roster, going to be endlessly churned. So not only is there not a window, there's never going to be a window. You have the Bobby Witt Jr. time, and that's it. No one else outside of Bobby Witt Jr. has promised to be here in 2028. I think Michael Garcia will be here. I think Cole Reagans will be here. But that's about it. So that's the difference. They're two totally different conversations. If you want to discuss it, call me up. Getting your feelings all hurt 2 days later. Get real. Kathy in Los Angeles. Surprised that they won, Vern, listening to all the hand-wringing of some fans. Vern, I'll be talking to you this weekend as the Padres come to Kauffman Stadium. Yeah, I'll be looking forward to it, Kathy. Appreciate you listening. Royals win 6-1, and now Brady Singer looks to make it 2 in a row. He'll square off and look to earn a split of this 4-game series at Target Field. With a win tomorrow, the Royals secure yet another winning road trip. A win tomorrow and they're a winning team on the road. They're a great team at home. They're a winning team on the road. Best rotation, defense, team speed, a top 10 OPS in the sport. Man, to steal a line from my buddy Tim Allen from Milwaukee Sports Radio, smile, Kansas City, and the world will smile back. Enjoy the rest of your night. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Thanks for listening. Take care.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Studies show that 100% of everybody in the world wants to curl up indoors and do nothing because it's so darn cold out there. That's why many people are turning to Bombas, whose pillowy plush slippers and warm merino wool socks have been said to be the most comfortable in the history of feet. Bombas products have been found to boost coziness by up to 1 million percent. Okay, enough fake statistics, but could Bombas socks and slippers really be the cure? Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code audio.
Mom, Dad, I'm not throwing shade, but the whole New Year's resolution thing, kind of slipping, no offense. Anyway, my best friend Jenny's dad, crushing it. He uses Blue Apron. He says he ordered one pan assemble and bake meals and these things called meal kits. They're all super easy to make. He keeps yelling, protein and fiber, baby. Also, the food, we tried it. So good. So maybe you check it out or whatever. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Here comes the 2-2. Velasquez hits it high in the air, deep to left field. Oh, that one's gone too! Nelson Velasquez leaves the yard for the second time tonight.
Jake Eisenberg on the call, as heard here on 610 Sports Radio. Yeah, twice tonight we got to watch Nelson Velasquez with his little hezzy as he hits third base, his little stutter step after hitting a bomb. Nelly goes bridge twice tonight, five homers since Cody Tapp first performed his motivational song for Nelson Velasquez. Nelly's two-run home run in the third made it 4-1 Kansas City. His solo blast in the fifth made it 6-1. Royals would win this game by that final score, 6-1, snapping a three-game skid, getting back to their winning ways, back to 13 games above 500. Nelly's two-run blast in the third capped a four-run third inning for the boys in blue. Royals are now 27-7 this season when they score four or more. My game notes following this five-run Royals victory. My game notes brought to you, as always, by Jays Southland Tow. Be in the know when called Jays Southland Tow. Let's go to Ashton in Warrensburg. You're on 610 Sports Radio. Ashton, what's happening?
What's going on, man? How we doing?
Doing great. How are you?
Pretty good. One quick question for you guys. Do you guys think this Royals team is a playoff-caliber team this year, like 2014,
for
2015?
Sure. Yeah, for sure. Like more like 2014, of course. That team didn't have experience, didn't have a pennant under its belt. But yeah, I see the similarities with 14.
Heck yeah. That's all I really got for you guys. Appreciate you letting me have on.
Yeah, appreciate you jumping on. Well, that stat I just gave you is very 2014. The four or more stat. That was the case pretty consistently, especially in the second half of that season. Another number, very reminiscent of 2014. The Royals holding down leads late in the game. Royals led 6-1 after 6 today, and they're now 24-6 when leading after the sixth inning. Phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7610. That's 913-586-7610. Two home runs from Nelson Velasquez, two extra base hits from Salvador Perez as we take a look at the Triple Crown race right now in the American League. Salvi leads the American League with a batting average of .325. He's third in the league in RBI with 41, top 15 in home runs after hitting number 10 tonight. All right, let's go to the text line. A lot of good text messages coming in. ID from Independence is celebrating the night of Seth Lugo. Yeah, deservedly so. Lugo completes five innings again. Lugo's completed five innings in all 12 of his starts this season. In fact, Royals starters have completed five innings in each of the last 23 games, a stretch where Royals starting pitching has posted an ERA of 2.8. Appreciate you listening, ID. From the 573, Vern, I'm pretty sure Trevor Bauer has an ERA in the fives in Mexico. Actually, that's not true. He's actually carving dudes up in the Mexican League, as you would expect him to do. He's 5-0 with an ERA of 1.5. 62 strikeouts in 42 innings with a whip under 1. Look, Trevor Bauer is one of the best right-handers on the planet. Last I had a chance to see him, he's one of the best pitchers on the planet. Now, I'm not going to denigrate his abilities on the mound. But Major League Baseball's letting it be known we're not interested in that dude. I think it's above the general managers right now. If I'm being 100% honest with you, he wouldn't be the first. You know, wouldn't be the first in professional sports to maybe have the ability to play in the best of leagues, but just not having any takers. Now, Barry Bonds dealt with the exact same thing for very different reasons, but dealt with the exact same thing. Colin Kaepernick, for very different reasons, dealt with the exact same thing. So, you know, leave it at that. Appreciate you listening. 913-586-7610. A few more from the text line from the 816. Vern, we're camping at Smithville Lake. Love winning. Love listening to the postgame show. Unfortunately, I'm too drunk to call in. Well, that's pretty strong self-awareness right there. I appreciate that. Enjoy your night. Dan and KCK celebrating Seth Lugo and Salvador Perez. 22 career home runs at Target Field. Yeah, you're right, Dan. Yeah, that was home run number 22 at Target Field. As a matter of fact, tonight was the 91st game in Salvi's career at Target Field. In those 91 games, he's a .315 hitter, 22 bombs, 62 ribbies, and an OPS north of 900. Dan, always appreciate you listening. Rally Mantis is offering congratulations to Carlos Hernandez for career strikeout number 200. Sure, yeah, all right. Congratulations, Carlos. Way to go. This text coming from the 910. Vern, I agree we are all good right now, but I'm good and I'm greedy. I want some postseason baseball right now, signed Katie in North Carolina. Well, Katie, you know that just can't happen. Right now, if that's your mindset, well, then your only focus needs to be stay healthy. Stay healthy, Seth Lugo and Cole Reagans and Alec Marsh and Bobby and Salvi and Mike Hell and the guys that are so very key to this 35-22 start to the season. Bobby, by the way, one of four Royals with multiple hits tonight. We talked about Salvi. We talked about Nelly. Kyle Isbell had a pair of knocks. But Bobby collected his 23rd multi-hit game of the season. Nobody has more in baseball. He scored his 49th run of the season. Nobody has more in baseball. Bobby's top five in base hits, top 15 in RBI. 913-586-7610. From the 816, Vern, MJ seems so very helpless. The kid bails out of the batter's box and tries to pull every damn pitch. Yeah, well, he's not alone. He's not alone in doing just that. And G-Baby, thank you very much for pointing this out. Why do we keep talking about MJ? How come Hunter Renfroe continues to get a pass? Let's just stop talking about bad things and let's keep the positive vibes going. Signed, G-Baby. Listen, I have no issue acknowledging the negative. But you also need to acknowledge there's always going to be negative when it comes to the game of baseball. But if your team's 13 games above 500, if they have the fourth best run differential, if they have the best run differential in the division, if their rotation has the lowest ERA in the division, highest OPS from your offense in the division, most runs saved by your defense in the division, and the most runs gained by your base running in the division. That should outweigh the negative that has been MJ's bat and Hunter Renfroe's bat. From the 816, someone is encouraging Cody Tapp to create a new song for MJ Melendez. It's a good idea. From the 913, Vern, you killed me two nights ago for saying that this team is different than a decade ago. For saying the difference is this team doesn't have a window. What's changed? Nothing's changed. I think your ability to comprehend what I said has changed. I shouldn't let your feelings get so hurt so quickly. The point you were making a few nights ago was that 2015 team, everyone knew that the dream was going to die after 2017, that Haas was going to leave, that Moose and Kane and Eske, that they were all going to be gone after 2017. You said that's not the case for this team. They have an endless window. I disagreed because Lugo's gone in 2 years. Waka could be gone after this year. Brady Singer's gone in 2 years. Salvi could be gone in 2 years. No, this team doesn't even have the window that 2017 team did. I disagreed with you because this team has this season and nothing more. The point I made earlier in the show was you're not going to see the same Royals team year in and year out very often. It's going to be churned constantly. The talent, the roster, the 40-man roster, going to be endlessly churned. So not only is there not a window, there's never going to be a window. You have the Bobby Witt Jr. time, and that's it. No one else outside of Bobby Witt Jr. has promised to be here in 2028. I think Mikel Garcia will be here. I think Cole Reagans will be here. But that's about it. So that's the difference. They're two totally different conversations. If you want to discuss it, call me up. Getting your feelings all hurt 2 days later. Get real. Kathy in Los Angeles, surprised that they won, Vern, listening to all the hand-wringing of some fans. Vern, I'll be talking to you this weekend as the Padres come to Kauffman Stadium. Yeah, I'll be looking forward to it, Kathy. Appreciate you listening. Royals win 6-1, and now Brady Singer looks to make it 2 in a row. He'll square off and look to earn a split of this four-game series at Target Field. With a win tomorrow, the Royals secure yet another winning road trip. A win tomorrow, and they're a winning team on the road. They're a great team at home. They're a winning team on the road. Best rotation, defense, team speed, a top 10 OPS in the sport. Man, to steal a line from my buddy Tim Allen from Milwaukee Sports Radio, smile, Kansas City, and the world will smile back. Enjoy the rest of your night. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Thanks for listening. Take care.
You've been listening to Vern's postgame show.
Blast down the right field line. Hooking, stay fair, and gone. Pasquantino.
Check out the All Things Vern channel on 610sports.com and the Odyssey app to stay up to date with your boys in blue.
Deep left center, way back and gone. Another grand slam for Bobby Witt Jr.
On your home of the Royals, 610.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, Dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.